When I travel, I have a bag and I pack it just for my dogs. And in this bag, there are things that I've learned that I need. Number one is a blanket or a king-size flat sheet to put over the couch when you're in somebody's cottage to keep the dog hair off for other people. And number two is towels to wipe my dogs when it's raining or the dirty ones, because sometimes you do experience your dog having diarrhea or rolling in something that's not so pleasant for our noses.
Something unsavory?
Yeah, like a dead fish.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there are lots of those around cottages.
Yes. And number three, I would say take a first aid kit for your dog, mm-hmm. just in case. And number four is some cleaning and deodorizing solution and paper towels for that upset stomach that your dog may encounter from eating that so-called dead thing that's been...
floating around?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I also take number five is travel bowls for their food and water as well as the water from home.
Okay.
To limit the loosey-goosey stuff that comes out the other end.
Right.
If it's strange water that your dog is drinking. Mm-hmm. And number five is I'll take my doggy's toys. I would rather have my dog chew on their own toys than somebody else's furniture.
Oh, yeah.
And number six, I also remember to take Sam shampoo and flea shampoo products as well, because on occasion your dog may be scratching. I know mm-hmm. mine have.
Mm-hmm.
Or not heed warning to that skunk.
Oh, yes.
That's walking across the garden.
The skunk.
And I also, number six, take a leash, because a lot of people up in cottage country want your dog on a leash. We mm-hmm. may think our dogs are well-trained, but some people are not of the same opinion. And number seven, I also remember to identify my dog with the special tag. So I put my cell phone, my city number, and the number that I'm staying at, just in case he decides to have a sniff and follow that skunk off into the...
wilderness.
Or that mm-hmm. forbidden area. And number eight, I'll take baggies, obviously to clean up the stuff that we all love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And also take a large garbage bag just in case there's no area for me to dispose of those bags. And number nine, also take the heartworm and flea and tick medication, because in the country it's a little bit different than it is in the city. And therefore, you want to be as proactive as possible. And number 10, I also remember to take a brush and a comb, because I remember once my dog went tearing through the bushes and came out at the other end full of burrs.
They are the worst, aren't they?
Oh, terrible. And people make the mistake of trying to pull it out, like, mm-hmm. you know, bit by bit, and you should try to pull out the whole thing at once. And then you can get to the fine detail with a comb or a brush later.
Now, how painful is that for the dog when you're tugging on the fur with a burr in it?
Well, what I do is I'd lie my dogs down, and so when they're calm,
mm-hmm.
I'll pretend I'm rubbing them. But at the same time, I'm pulling out the odd burr. And I think they understand, because you can see them when they decide to turn their head and try and pick on the burr themselves, and their head seems to be attached to the burr that's attached to their hip bone. And all of a sudden, you've got a dog that's more uncomfortable standing in that position than mom pulling the burrs out of the hair.
Yeah. You mentioned first aid kit. Is there anything in particular that we should put in there? I mean, there are probably some basic things that we would take for our own family, for our kids. But in terms of your dog, is there something really special we should have on hand?
Well, there's quite a few items you need to have on hand with a first aid kit. Is a couple of splints, just in case your dog breaks a leg, some gauze, some scissors, some tweezers,
mm-hmm.
Some ointment, a thermometer is very important. So those are just some of the things that I would have included in my kit, and maybe a cold pack and a thermal blanket.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could go on and on and on,
yeah.
But you're probably, you know, best to ask a vet,
right?
And they'll be able to tell you, other than what I have said, that I haven't included in the kit to let you know.